God is a God of hope, and sometimes we can feel hopeless in different situations that may go on or surround us or challenge us, but the key is not to focus on them. Like Kim said, we can think about ourselves, and that's so easy for all of us to do. But the greatest thing that we can do is take our eyes off ourselves, put them to God, and look to serve Him by serving His people. So for me, my heart, as God's brought me on a long journey. I've learned such a lot. It's taken me a long time to get where I am, only because of different doctrines, different connections, and sometimes wanting to do it my own way. But I've learned to submit like a dog. A dog learns to submit to the authority of the owner. But from us, it's from a love and obedience. And because we know that God's got our best interest at heart. He really is for every one of us. He wants every one of us to be very successful. And sometimes our biggest enemy is not Satan, is ourself, is our old paradigms, the things we hold on to, the lack of confidence in areas, trying to get accepted by people. And even believers do this amongst themselves at times. I can observe it. I was one of those type of people. And all the time we're doing that, we're working on us. We're, trying to make ourselves better when God has already made us the best. When we received Holy Spirit, it says that we are complete in Him. We're complete in Christ. And now it's just our minds, what we're listening to, what we're feeding our minds, what we focus on. And God can make us very bold and blessed and very well understanding. He really can give us that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And driving up, I was saying to Kim, if we look at our journey, we are so blessed to be where we are now, doing what we are doing now. I am so thankful and have a heart full of gratitude. And now I look to see that how God has been working with me without me realizing it, give myself to God, but also, and the way we do that is in service to others. And so as a leader, we cannot be selfish. Yes, we will work through things because there might be things that we need to work out with God in our minds so that we can be more confident. And God helps us. He is our help. He knows us. Like, He wants us to be so free from us, free from our old nature, which is dead, but we bring it to life with memories and with paradigms. But really, we have great authority, and God wants us to use this authority. But when we're focusing on problems and situation, and we get in these anxious thoughts or twisted in our heart, those knots in your heart, and you just feel that, I got to prove myself. You haven't got to prove yourself to anyone but God. And you do that by going to God. You really seek Him with all your heart. But nothing really, this is a leader's meeting, nothing happens without a decision once God has given you the direction. Once God's given you the direction, I was sharing with Kim that, I was always looking at other people, what they had to say, and I would really value their opinions or, really be concerned about what they had to say rather than really listening to God. So God brought me on this journey where I was focused on Him. And once I knew what it was and where God wanted me to, begin again, there's not that I began, I just was at a different level and a different level of heart. He's cleaned out all the weeds, all the stone, all those paradigms that were hindering me, all the fears of what this person might think of me and being confident in speaking. I was never this confident in speaking until I made that decision in India in 2020. And I bring it up because we're going to India again. And this might help someone that's actually going. You get your focus. And then you just got to be willing to say, God, I will do what you want me to do. I don't understand everything clearly. But I'm just going to follow where someone is being successful with you, where someone's being fruitful with you. There's results. Like when I went to India, there's results all the time. Even from 2006, it's just gone up and up and up and up and up and just shot off the chart. And like the Book of Acts, and it only takes one person, that one person. Even though I got born again through someone else, and then I had many wonderful people on my journey to get me to the levels I am, just one person that will make that difference, that's walking with God. And you are that one person. You are that one person that will connect someone to God that will really become very fruitful. And so for me, that was Sangha, you know, and he really took the time with me. He could see my heart. He could see where I was in my walk, you know, where my understanding was, just by the words I'm speaking and saying, my perception on things. And so he was really able to minister perfectly when I was in India at that time. And I just made up my mind. I'm, you know, this is it. I would do exactly what I'm encouraged unto you, God. I will follow everything. And my life has literally changed through that one man. The main man was Jesus Christ in the beginning for all of us. But the one man, that point of contact in the earth for me was Sangha and is Sangha. You know, this man walks with God and I receive his words very gladly. Sometimes I may not feel like connecting. Sometimes I may not understand something completely, but I receive the words gladly. To receive the words gladly doesn't mean to say you understand everything, but you know God's given a direction somewhere and there must be something in what they're saying. And so for me, this is how I receive the words from God through Sangha. And then I'm walking with God myself, because Sangha is not sat next beside me like Kim is right now. Right. But, you know, I'm with God. I need to go to God. And you can see people that go to God because they're still continuing despite many different things that may come up in their life, may challenge them, but they continue. And my heart really is to stay strong. You know, we've talked about stay with God. Stay strong. Like, you, the decision, it's always a decision to either not be strong or to be strong. It's a decision either not to pray or to pray. We are the one that making the choices and decisions every day. And when we go to God, he will help us to make those right choices and decisions, whether you feel like it or whether you don't feel like it. And I just want to say I'm proud of everyone on here. Like, I really love every individual that comes on here, you know, because I know that we've all been on different journeys. We've all had different backgrounds. We all had different things, but God knows everything about you. He loves you intensely. And he's going to get you to where you need to be. This is it. I, you know, like, God's got me to where I am. I couldn't do it. I just needed to listen. That's all I needed to do. I just needed to have that willing heart. And yeah, some things were tough. I didn't want to do fellowship and I didn't want to go here and I didn't want to go there, did I, love?
Yeah.
You know, you would never know that from me. And sometimes I don't want to do the leaders meeting. Sometimes I don't want to do Zoom fellowship, but I do it because I know that I'm going to get benefited and I'm going to get blessed. I am definitely going to get benefited and blessed. And all of you on here are so beautiful. F.A., my gosh, you melt my heart. You are a laborer for God. And God's going to increase you so greatly. You're humble. You're meek. You contact me now and again. We're not talking every day or anything like that, but you are humble and meek and you're practicing and, you're just a wonderful man. Like, you're going to rise up so powerfully there in USA.
He's our Mr. KFC.
Yeah, he's our Mr. KFC. I have 3 pieces and a bag of chips, please. But no, on a serious note, you are just a wonderful man. And I know God's got some great things for you now and when you come back. In fact, it's going to take off like a rocket. And we need to speak these words of hope. These hope is expectation. And these are words of expectation. Jason, you know, Jason's been with me and Kim over 20 years.
Way over
20 years. You know, what a great guy. Like, he's just stayed with God. And he's had it tough. You know, he has had it tough. I know. I've been there. I know what his challenges are. Now he's blessed. There's always reward with God. God will reward you. He really will. And when you get to say, like, well, I think people that are older on me on here will understand what I'm saying. You start to value your life. You start to recognize the days are going quick. You start to recognize that other people are more important than you because God has blessed us abundantly in every way, you know, in every way, in the heart, in the mind, with the words, with the provision, with the open doors. We've been all over the world. If I was to stay in my job and didn't go full time for God, I would never been all the places in the world we've been.
You wouldn't have been able to.
Wouldn't even be probably go to France. You know, that's just over the channel, right? But God has enriched my life. I got so much to be thankful for. And everyone on here that stays strong, even through different situations you go through, that just stays with God, even when you don't think you're going to go nowhere. And, you know, and I know, like, even for Becky, for example, she would love to be in India, but she's got two young children. She can't go there yet. But, and she's been there before, but, you know, so her desire is probably even strong to go. I don't know, but I would assume that, knowing Becky. But she knows what she's got to do. She's focused with the things in her life and what she's got to do, and she's keeping God first, for example. Danny and Amber, you know, I can talk about these because I'm with them all the time. You know, I see Danny and Amber, I see Becky, I see Jason, and these guys are strong. You know, these guys are, God has made them strong, and God has not brought you this far, any of you on here, to fail. God has not connected you on this Zoom meeting, on this leaders meeting, for no reason at all. Because there's so many people waiting to hear what you've got to say. What God's got to say by your mouth. You don't know them, they don't know you yet, but you're going to know them. And it's going to be soon. Because God's not hanging around. You know, it's like Abraham, 25 years before he saw the baby. It took me up until 2020 before I started seeing people to connect. From 2006 and before that. God is faithful. He's never going to let you down. And God is not a respecter of person. He loves everyone. And let's just remind ourselves of something. What did it say? What did Jesus say? Jesus Christ come to seek and to save. To come and seek and to save didn't mean that he was focused on his life. You know, if you try and save your life, you'll lose it, Jesus said. But if you give up your life, you'll save it. So we need to be Christ to the world, and we are, because we got God in Christ in us. We are as he is. We can do the same works that Jesus done and greater. We can walk and talk and think like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we got the new man in us, which is the Christ in us, the hope of glory. Okay, we're replicas of him in the spirit, and for that to be manifest, it is setting our thoughts on things above and not on the things of this earth. It's changing our language. It's a practice. It's a renewed mind. It's a continuous renewed mind. We're being renewed day by day. We're going from faith to faith. We're going from glory to glory. And you are all, man, you are just so powerful. If you could see yourself, how Satan sees you, then you would just glorify God, because he's frightened of you. He's frightened of you. We need to quit being frightened of what he might do and what he's got no jurisdiction. So I want to talk a little bit about authority first. And that we just take it back to what Jesus Christ, he reconciled everything back to God. He put everything in the right spiritual order, right? So Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation, no sentence of death, no poverty, no lack, no sickness, no fear, no disease, no worries, no doubts, no lack of understanding. Right? He paid the price. Now, that was the condemnation to us because of the fall of Adam and Eve. Right? So we've got to remember this. Jesus Christ restored the order. So there's therefore now no condemnation to you. Poverty has no right in your life. Sickness has no right in your life. Worries, fears, and doubts have no right in your life. Anxiety has no rights in your life. It has no rights. And it only can have that right when we think about it that way. Well, yeah, this is just life. And yeah, we are going to die one time, right? Unless Christ comes back before, right? Unless we're gathered before. But the point is that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. To be in Christ, you've got to have the Spirit of God in you. Okay? For the law, there's a law here. There's a law involved. For the law of the spirit of life, which supersedes this law, you free from the law and sin and death, the condemnation, the guilty for being sinful and all this type of thing. Jesus Christ has paid the price once and for all. So we need to think, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, we were at one time programmed and educated by the world, by our family members and all these things. I've spoken about these things before. But now we need to let these truths of who we are in Christ be enriched. So to start with your authority, number one, you really need to realize there's no jurisdiction of the devil over you. Right? He's totally under your feet. You have great authority over him. You have great authority. So there's therefore now no condemnation to you. So when we're ill, or when we're lacking, we got words from God that we can declare, light be, health be, finances be, relationships become stable, labors come, money come, resources come to do the thing and the work of God that we need to do. So these things we just need to get into our minds. So we're not getting down, we're not getting depressed. And when we're getting like that because of different pressures, then we need to put our eyes on God and just stay strong. Because you have a purpose. You know what everyone's purpose is? We've all got a purpose. You know, we've got a personal purpose. But our main purpose is to preach the gospel of Christ. You know, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That means wholeness, completeness in every area. It is the power of God. These good words that God gives us, is the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, what he done, what he accomplished, and who we are now in his stead. See, so when the enemy looks at you, we're going to talk about the enemy, he sees Christ. But does he see the one walking with God? So there's nothing in this world that's more important than keeping God first. Because when you got him first, everything that you need will be supplied to you. Everything that you need. God says, I shall supply all your need. This is what Paul was saying, that God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We are heirs of God. We're an heir to God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything that he's inherited, we have received. Now we need to bring it into the physical in our daily walk, through our confession, through our focus. Who was it saying that earlier on? Thou will keep him in, Danny, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. How do you keep your mind on God? On the truths. God is love, God is light, God is all powerful, nothing's impossible for God. He will be to you what you need him to be. You need laborers, he will supply the laborers. If you're going to him with all of your heart, and it's not on you to go looking, unless God's opening those doors for you. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So there's many people waiting to hear the words that God's got ready to give to you, to give to them. And when we start listening to God, listening to what's being encouraged here as well, through the ministers, like I did, it takes a focus. This is the focus. I will do what I'm encouraged to do, even if I don't understand everything. No, Jesus said, you just wait for the promise of the Father. And they did, and they received the promise. You honor God, you'll receive the promise of that. You speak in tongues, you'll receive the promise of what it says it's going to do, the wonderful benefits of these things. You pray, and you watch God answer your prayers. Everyone knows that God has answered their prayers, and it's always in God's perfect timing. God, and he doesn't hang around. It's just we need to stay with him. Use the things that God has given to you to do, like the connecting. This is so important. I mention it all the time because that's what needs to be done. From your heart, led by God. And what God's also encouraged you personally to do on that score. There's so many things that you can practice with God as he's leading it, that you will come up so strong within 3 months. Everything can change. If you really started to declare from your mouth what God says through the practice of it. Now, there's many distractions that can come up in your heart and mind or what's going on in your circumstances to not say the emotions will draw you to look at the negative side all the time. And, well, you know, I'm confessing it, but nothing's changing. You got to believe it with your heart. What you say with your mouth and you believe in your heart, that's what will become, whether it's fear or faith. So I would just encourage you, really go to God with all your heart. God said it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It says it in Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Go and have a look at it yourself. It's not by your effort or mine. It's got to be led by God. If we're going to see the things really flourish, like we do in India, like we see in Nepal, and it's flourishing, and it's growing, and it's like stepping into the book of Acts when you go there, because you're like, wow, look at these guys, they're bang, 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 and then the heart, the devotion to God. And you can have it. You think, well, you know, they're not living my life. I got so many things going on. Well, that's how it's going to be. That's how it will stay. But you can change it. Change your thoughts. Change your words. Change your life. Doesn't matter what the next person next door is saying to you. You know what I mean? I've had lots of people criticize me on confessions, you know. But everyone's saying it now. Say what you want, not what you see. Because this is how God calls things. This is how things are getting done. We need to release these words, our spirit of life, into this world, into this world's atmosphere to change everything. That's how God changes things. You know, we're not to focus on the storm, but if God gives you a word, like God must have said to Jesus, walk on the water. And he obeyed. That's all we got to do is obey. And I know that's a kind of like a real tough word, obey, for a lot of people. But he just stepped out. He stepped out. And he walked on the water. God provided everything for him to stay above the water. Like when he prayed for the fish and the loaves. God, he prayed, God multiplied all of those atoms so he could just keep reproducing. So when we're walking by the Spirit and we're praying for laborers with desire, with real hunger to see people come from darkness to light, and we're praying, then God will make all those things come together for it to be manifested, just like when Jesus prayed for the fish and for the bread, and God multiplied it. God is a multiplier. God is into multiplying, and he wants great increase. He said to Adam and Eve, go forth and multiply, right? God increased the numbers of the disciples. They multiplied because they were all looking to God. Now here, right on this Zoom fellowship, this leaders meeting, God says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. We are all counselors. We are the heavenly congress. Now, we decide what we're going to do with God as he's energizing it in us by his Holy Spirit. It's not coming from us. So we're going to move the word right where we are, right where we live, all over the world. And God is sending millions of laborers. He's sending the top key laborers. And those laborers are the ones that you're witness to. And they may also, someone was saying to me yesterday, in fact, actually, it was Becky. Becky said to me, she said, I want someone that's already got some type of a background, because God opened the door for that, and she sees how simple that is. And I said, that's really great, because John the Baptist, his disciples followed Jesus. They were already made. They were ready to go laborers. That's what we want, ready to go people. That's what we should pray for. That's what we've been encouraged to pray for. The details of that is up to God. Our job is to pray for it. So all the things that you've been encouraged to do, don't be discouraged and don't do them, because it only hinders you as an individual. Because I'm praying for laborers, and they're coming to me. And I know I'm not clever. I know I'm not smart. You know, sometimes I wonder if God's, you know, got me picked out with someone else. It might be someone else who looks like me. You know, he's got me wrong. I caught the wrong guy there. You know, sometimes I think that, you know, and I look at my life and I'm so flabbergasted that all the ups and downs I've had, all even the wrong things I've done, he's kept me on course, because it's about God. There's things that he wants me to do that no one else can do. And there's things that God wants you to do that no one else can do. There's people that you're going to reach I can't reach. God is an amazing God. He's an amazing God. He will be to you what you need him to be. He just wants your attention. And where you're connected, that also will be there too, towards the ministers, the ones that are feeding and encourage you. There'd be a loyalty there. There'd be a commitment there. They're like it is to God. Not that we're God, because we're not God. But we are God's mouthpiece in the earth. We're the ones representing God and Christ, right? Jesus Christ represented God. Now it's God in Christ in us. We've been given the words of ministry of reconciliation. So you are very important. You are God's mouthpiece. You are God's representative. You are an ambassador of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how important you are. You need to see yourself this way. Now, you don't need to become religious and, well, I better watch this. Just be who God created you to be. If you're happy and you're bubbly, be that happy and bubbly person. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If there's things going on in your life, if it's sickness, if it's lack of money, if it's bad relationship, you call it out. You tell those manipulators of spirits, get out. You've got great authority. And see, it's through the signs, miracles and wonders that people's attention is grabbed and they want to know. Oh, you can be healed. Oh, you can speak to your finances. Oh, you can tell darkness to flee. You can say light be, like God said light be in your situation. Yeah, you can. Because you are a son and you are a daughter of God. And anyone can walk with God powerfully. God is not a respecter of persons, but he that believes God and works righteousness, does the things righteously with God, is accepted with God, just like Cornelius. Right? So your prayers are now, all of your prayers that you've prayed for years, maybe for months, maybe for some weeks or a couple of days, are now coming up as a memorial before God. And watch this space. God is going to start really taking care of these things for you that you pray with faith and desire, because he wants you successful. So he's going to meet your needs, because if you're focused on your needs all the time, how are you going to be focusing on God? So God says, come to me. I'll supply all your need. Cast all your cares to me. Be anxious for nothing. Even coming down to the dogs, you know, like this is a big need for me and Kim, right? So somebody else, they're like, dogs? Somebody loves cats just as, like Bambi loves cats just as much as we love dogs. It's important to her. If it's important to Bambi, if it's important to me, or your children, or your mother, or your father, whatever it is in the earth, it's important to God. And he will take care of it if you just go to him. Look, he's a jealous God. He wants you to go to him. He says, my son, come to me. Look, I can take care of that really quick. Like, I know the perfect thing this, where not only will you be so blessed, but he's going to bring glory to me and get me highlighted so people will turn to me. Because it's the goodness of God that leadeth to repentance. It's not for you're this and you're that and you didn't speak this word accurately and you didn't go to the scriptures today. I've spoken loads of scriptures if you listen to what I said. And so the point is, God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthen you. God is always energizing you. He's continually energizing you, but you just need to get your mind engaged. And that's why there's distractions, so your mind doesn't get engaged with these things. Or your feelings will raise up like a raging sea. Do you know what you do when that starts happening, when you get that anxiety in your heart, in your chest, in your stomach? I've had it. No, I sit down. I breathe up from my nose and out from my mouth, and then I shada bakori yandara masondara bakondo shantala masanda kura poka, and I just start speaking in tongues, and then I get in a flow of that, and then I start commanding, because I can command, because God is my authority in Christ in my life, and I can say, devils, you get out of here. Spirits of confusion, leave. Spirits of Python, get out. Where there's a stranglehold around the people, get out in the name of, I break all your power by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is the power you got. We need to start welding it and using it as God energizes it within you. And you don't put up with anything that is taking your focus away from God, whether it's thoughts, whether it's feelings, whether it's a lack in an area, because God said, I'll supply your need, whatever area it is, but you come to me. I'm a faith God. What gets me to work is your faith. You believe in my promises to you. You staying strong and staying with me. So stay with God. Stay strong. Listen. Soon. You'll be doing your own. If you decide to do a fellowship in your own home, God will fill it. There's got to be a space there for God to fill it. There's got to be a desire there to pray for ladies, for God to send one. And there's got to be that focus. God says, me first. First things first in every area of your life. God first. In every department. Every department. Because God will multiply everything that you've got. He wants you to be very successful. So I'm so looking forward to going to India. I'm so looking forward, even though I've been there 25 times, I'm so looking for, I think it's more than that now. I know there's so much more to learn. Everything is changing all the time. and it's increasing all the time. And the joy and the happiness and the multiplication of outreach and fellowships. And it's not just people, it's fellowships being added daily there now. There's fellowships being added daily in India. Somewhere in India, a new fellowship begins. Just like we know in the world, there's someone dying and someone being born. There's a fellowship in India and Nepal beginning every day. That is phenomenal. A brand new one. So that means people are being born again every day. In that sphere of influence and under that direction. And we can have it here. We will have it here where you are. It's available. God is the God of the impossible, right? To us, in our mindset, maybe, or, you know, we think, well, I can't do that. And how is that going to happen? How is that going to be? No, it's going to be because God says it's going to be, just like he said, light be. So God is with you. You are all amazing. You are all top quality laborers on this fellowship. And the areas that you need to focus, you need to go to God and say to him, where do I need to focus, God? And once you show me, once I'm clear of what you personally as an individual want me to focus on, I'll do it with all my heart. I'll do it 100%. And I tell you what, yeah, sometimes there is little challenges with that, but you know what? The great reward, I'm getting those great rewards, they're beginning. And I tell you what, they're going to increase and continue, and so will you. And I also know that when you're around someone, like for me being around Sangha, I always prosper on every level. When I wasn't connected, there was nothing happening. Just the blessings on that man's life. When I come into it, I come under that blessing. Same as you. When you honor God, you come under the same blessing. There's a connection there. So expect to be very successful because you all are. And the greatest thing, I'll finish up with this. Listen, guys, just give encouragement. You just need to encourage one another. Encourage yourself first. Encourage your partner. Encourage your children. Encourage your aunties, your uncles. Just give encouragement. We don't need to look at the wrong things. We just speak the right thing and give them the right encouragement. Everyone will respond to encouragement. Somewhere down the line, your love and your compassion and your encouraging words from God to their hearts will come alive in them. Because God's got something to work in their hearts because you've sown the seed. So sow those seeds of life. Those seeds that are living energy, quick and powerful. And I, you know, there was other things I would go on, but it would get me crying. And I don't want to cry. So God is amazing. God is absolutely phenomenal. Life is precious, guys. And the people that may tick you off, their life is precious. They're just not seeing it. And so we're the lights so that they can see in the darkness and that they can have a change around and not miss any more of their life. Because there's many years I've lost because I didn't understand or I was ignorant. But God has restored those years to me and made me aware that, man, life is very precious and powerful. And God is, Jesus Christ said, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let's follow him. Let's do what he done. Let's follow that example. Let's connect to God. Let's decide to be strong no matter what happens or how we feel. And let's keep practicing and doing. So anyway, that's what's in my heart. Love you. And I tell you what, so, be a blessing to someone. Take someone for a curry. Take someone for their favorite meal. Just go and bless them. Just go and surprise someone. That speaks bigger than words sometimes. And, I know sometimes when you do that for some people that don't understand, they might think you're ready for something else, but just go and bless them. Just be that blessing because someone never might be that blessing to them. And that can speak and touch someone's heart and turn them around as well. An open door to speak. So anyway, these are just some of my thoughts that I was thinking. And, I know that everything is on track. God is doing great works. All of us will have laborers. Everything is moving forward. God is the God of hope. These are the words we need to declare. We don't say what we see, what we feel, and we take those things to God and we give them to him. And then we start practicing saying what he says and we speak good words, very good words. God wants his good words to come out of your mouth. He wants your words of love and encouragement to come out of your mouth. And then you'll see everything take off like jet planes. So that was just come to my heart. So I shared it and I love you guys and thank you for listening.